Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Man, I went out in the hallway during the break and I was hit by deliciousness.
I know, right?
It smells so good out there.
The whole office smells so good right now.
Isn't it amazing you have such a big dinner for Easter? And you're like, I'm never going to eat again.
And the next day, you smell that leftover ham.
You're hungrier after stuffing. Yeah.
Who brought that?
King's Hawaiian. Yeah. Best dinner rolls ever. That little touch of sweetness was so funny. We always get like two packs, one for Easter lunch and then one the next day for the leftovers. Because you make like little ham sandwich sliders, basically.
Of course.
And my nephew, Braden, he just kept sneaking them. He's like, I'm going to go take a nap. And before he went to take a nap, he grabbed two rolls with him to take to bed. It was so funny. But anyway, yeah, King's Hawaiian, they're like, if you've got these leftover ham, what you're going to do with it? You can make these little sliders.
I'm eating one now.
We've got the recipe on our Kid Nation Facebook page, and they brought up some for us to sample today.
I did find a King's Hawaiian roll in my son's bed yesterday.
Yeah.
Sneaking it off
kids
to the bed.
The kids love them because it's just got that little touch of sweetness to it.
I love it.
Did everybody eat ham yesterday? That's
yeah,
the go-to,
my
right?
mother was like debating. She's like, oh, everybody does ham. I was like, but that's the deal. It's Easter ham. You have to. I don't know why.
I didn't eat ham. I had a crab cake.
Yeah, I don't think
If you do a family gathering, it's usually
ham. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I don't know when that started. I don't know why it's ham.
Easter ham.
I don't like ham.
You don't like ham?
What? Never have liked ham since I was little. No, I don't like sweet meats.
I'll tell you, I'm not really that big of a fan of the turkey.
I like leftover. I like turkey. I like chicken. I like the white meats.
I used to like those big turkey legs, like at the fair, the ones you get at the fair.
Yeah.
And then I got one that had like too many ligaments in it.
Yeah.
Then I was done. Like, I was like, I cannot eat
that
ever again. Oh.
So anyway, there's plenty of, if you didn't have ham yesterday, Jenna, go have yourself a King's Hawaiian ham sandwich.
Jenna doesn't like sweet meats.
No, I already had a bite of one.
All right, pick the meat off and eat the meat.
Yeah, eat the bread. All right, it's time for round one of Beat the Bank. We play twice a day. We'll play now, and then we'll play an hour from now. So if you don't get in this hour, it's all good. We got you next hour. Let's take caller number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll put you inside the bank vault. You could win up to $1,000 just by yelling stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. How cool is that?
Uh-huh.
In the first break of the show, Big Al Mack told us that he screwed up royally.
Well, yeah.
In fact, to quote you, Big Al Mack, you said,
I am dumb. I had this revelation while I was driving, and I had that same conversation that you just heard in the privacy of my own car driving by myself.
You were screaming at yourself.
I was screaming at myself because I'm so dumb.
Yeah, like, of course.
What are you? I'm an idiot. So I'm having this birthday celebration. I've done this for Kelly for 5 years.
4 or 5 years, I guess. Yeah.
Started with Coolio.
For no reason whatsoever.
Here's what Al did. He created a party, and then he made flyers and a big poster with Kelly's face on it.
Right.
So that meant that she had to show up to this appearance for free.
Well, yeah, exactly. We have to do appearances, and so does Kelly on her birthday.
It's a bar promotion,
sure.
But it's Kelly's birthday. So anyway. So, yeah, we had Coolio, had a couple more people, Rob Bass, blah, blah, blah. So this year, we were debating on who to get, and so we finally decided to get Vanilla Ice. If there was a problem, yo, I solved it. Great. I've actually wanted to book Vanilla Ice for years. I really have.
You just never wanted to pony up the cash.
It's a lot of cash to book Vanilla Ice.
Is it still?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's still very, very relevant.
You know,
he's got a TV show.
Yeah, he's got things going on. He's like, well, I'll still perform, but you got to pay me to do it. That's the way a lot of celebrities are, you know?
Yeah.
He makes it a high price so that they pay it.
And people pay it. It still works. So anyway, I do these things, and I do them in my bar, you know, and I rent a stage and whatever that goes with that, and sometimes a little tent or something to do it inside or outside of the weather. Anyway, and it's a big event. I sell tickets, and this one actually sold out really quick.
Really?
And to the point where we may have to do it in the parking lot because it's like really, really big.
Wow.
So then I get this nice little letter from Vanilla Ice. Well, not from him, from his his manager guy. And when you book these acts, they have maybe a 2 or 3 page rider. A rider is just like your stage requirements and what you need in your dressing room and this type of thing. I get the one from Vanilla Ice. It's 14 pages long.
Oh.
It's long. And so I'm like, man, this is really deep. I was going through it. Man,
does he have like a big entourage or something?
I'm not even dissing him. He said, we probably need about 60 or so VIP tickets
Oh.
Pumps.
I'm like.
Right.
So he does have a big entourage.
Apparently you haven't seen the size of my bar.
Well,
it ain't that big.
He lives close by.
Yeah. He's got
so
family.
He wants family and friends to come.
Yeah. Okay.
I get it.
I get it.
So we're working through all of that stuff.
Perfect.
So just a minor detail was the size of the stage that he requires. Because apparently if you look up Vanilla Ice and doing his shows, he does a lot of, and his backup dancers, they do a lot of moving around and blah, 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 blah. My place, my venue is very small, but I have a 16 by 12 foot stage that I have, and I've had, you rented it for years.
Is that the size of like a master bedroom?
Yeah.
Or a spare bedroom?
Sure, a master bedroom.
Okay.
So anyway, his writer says he wants a 24 foot stage.
Whoa. I'm like,
well, his dance routine is choreographed, and that's what he needs.
Yeah, he does, Al. He does the spin thing, and then he does a lot of the
shuffling. He can spin off the stage.
You don't want him to spin off the stage.
No, you don't want to. So I get my people to come out and give me a price on the stage and the tent and this and that and everything and lights and all of this kind of stuff.
Lights.
Oh, yeah. This has turned into like the concert of the century.
You just don't have the space for that.
So anyway. I get the tent set up, got the stage set up and everything. I'm driving down the street yesterday. I'm like, I'm an idiot. I bought a stage a year ago. I have a stage.
You do.
I have a stage. I'm so stupid. How do I have a stage and forget that I have a stage? A dude built it for me.
The trailer thing?
It's beautiful. Why did I forgot, Kelly, that I own a stage.
Big enough.
Yes.
So what are you going to do?
It's going to be perfect. I'm going to call the guy today. I actually called him yesterday, but he didn't. His son. It's his son. So I'm going to call him. I can't believe the guy's made two trips out. We talked about blah, blah. I have a stage. How do you forget
that you own? That's the one on the trailer?
Yes. How do you forget that you custom built a stage? Sin of excess. I don't know what it is.
That was a letdown.
I'm sorry.
You did something way stupider than that.
Well, it was stupid to me.
Oh.
It is.
It's very stupid.
Kelly issued it.
That was Big Al's pointless story of the day.
Huge. Something huge.
Well, to Al, that's huge.
I tried to rent a stage, but I already had one.
How you going
to
tell Al that's not
first
huge?
First world problem? I guess that's a first world problem.
Yeah. I was hoping for a bigger payoff.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Like, Vanilla Ice is canceled. Now what do we do? That'd be a huge problem.
That wouldn't be one that I hash out here on the air, I don't think.
Al, I'm sorry. You forgot you already owned a stage.
Sorry.
Beat the bank. Don't worry if your Monday sucks. Mine has already cost $2,000. Beat the bank.
House bar's flooding this morning as we speak.
Do you have a live cam on the water?
I wish I did. That one is not covered by live cam in the kitchen.
I have one in
other parts of the bar, but not out there.
You know how they have the bald eagle's nest cam?
Yeah.
You should have the big
flood
Al
cam.
The kitchen flood cam.
Oh, my gosh.
He showed us. It's spraying.
Here.
It is spraying.
Stall for 10 seconds.
It's not just a little leak. It's gushing out of this pipe.
Kelly, this is the sound of my bar.
Okay.
It's bad, Kelly.
that's
the sound.
That's modern. That's real time.
Can I borrow that so I can use it for white noise for my daughter?
Yeah,
my daughter can sleep
to
that
noise. Water spewing out of a pipe.
Good white noise right there.
Yeah.
Go to sleep too. All right, let's play Beat the Bank. Let's meet our contestant. Say hello to Kara, everybody. Hi, Kara.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, hey.
Hi, Kara. How you doing?
Hi, this is Tara.
Oh, Tara.
Yeah.
Why'd you say Kara?
Because it says Kara.
Oh.
It is Tara.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tara.
Pardon us. Sorry about that. Maybe the T and the K are up by each other?
No.
No, they're not.
No, we're close.
So, Tara.
Tell us about you, Tara.
Hi, I'm 42, and I'm a mother of two. I have a nine and a six-year-old.
All right.
And I'm married.
Oh, you're married.
She got a man.
Bragger.
You have a big Easter?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Dinner, Easter egg hunts, you know.
Cool. Yeah,
your kids survived the Easter egg hunts, right? No injuries?
No injuries.
Oh, you didn't go to one of those Easter egg hunts that got out of hand?
Oh, my God.
They can.
Oh, man.
Now you have to have 911. You have to have an ambulance standing by at your Easter egg hunt nowadays.
Ridiculous.
It's like Black Friday. Easter egg.
No, that would be bad.
That would be bad. All right, Kara, well, I'm sure you could use up to $1,000. And here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. They're going to increase the longer you stay in there. There will be some long pauses. It's going to get tense. Your job is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. Even if he says 1,000, which is the max, you still got to yell stop. That's how much you will win. And if you don't, it closes on you. You'll get nothing. We don't want that, Tara.
Don't want that.
All right.
No. Okay.
Tara, a.k.a. Kara. Let's get ready. Let's get you paid, and let's play
Beat the Bank.
$80. $210. $260. $330. $470. $650.
Stop.
Oh.
All
right. Stop at 650.
That's good. That's good money.
That ain't bad at all, Miss Tara with a T.
The banker seems so calm to me today. I don't know why.
She's very calm.
I'm at work.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And the banker did too. I was like, it was a calm beat the bank.
You're both calm.
Yes,
Joe. What do you do for work?
I work in an insurance company.
Yeah.
You got to stay calm.
Did you hear about Al's flooding this morning?
I'll be calling you a little later, Tara.
Okay.
Well, just for fun, let's just see how high it would have gone, okay? Yeah, I don't know. It was hard to gauge what the banker was doing this morning.
We're at $650. Yeah. You already won that. This is just for fun. Let's check it out.
$1,000.
Oh, what?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
You got a lot of it.
Yeah.
That's crazy to make a jump like that.
He did.
No.
That might be one of the biggest jumps we've had.
Yeah, right?
Unpredictable banker.
Well, right.
I'm waiting for the day where he just starts off with $1,000.
Yeah, right?
You never know.
That would be sweet.
Well, Tara, enjoy your $650, and hopefully you don't have to put up with any jerks today on the phone.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, insurance jerks.
Yeah.
Right. What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Khakis and a shirt.
Who are you talking to? Tara, State Farm.
State Farm.
All right, Tara, hold on for us. There she goes. We'll play again less than an hour away. We're 50 minutes away from Beat the Bank round 2. And coming up next, we're giving away a trip to the MTV Movie Awards hosted by Kevin Hart and The Rock. We'll see who found the eggs at KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So last week, we were giving you a chance to win a trip to the 2016 MTV Movie Awards in L.A. Okay. It's hosted by Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. They look like they're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
The commercials are already pretty hilarious. All you had to do was play our Easter egg hunt at KidNation.com. We had 2 eggs, one of Kevin Hart, one of Dwayne Johnson. And we'll be honest, we have no idea where those eggs were.
Mm-hmm. I bet one egg was a lot bigger than the other egg.
Yeah. Now, if you found those eggs, all you had to do was click on them, and then you would be entered to win this this trip out to L.A. Well, turns out somebody did find the eggs, and somebody is on their way to L.A.
Really?
To check out Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart at the MTV Movie Awards.
And who might that someone be?
The winner of our Easter egg hunt at KidNation.com is Cynthia Ontiveros. Congratulations.
Yes. Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
No way.
Way.
Yay.
Oh, my goodness.
Cynthia.
That's awesome.
I went on KidNation.com to look for those eggs. I work here. I should know where they're at.
Did you not find any eggs?
I couldn't find them. Cynthia, where did you find your eggs?
I don't remember. I mean, I went through...
Every page?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Wow. Oh, you have to keep clicking around. Mm-hmm. That's what I did wrong.
I clicked around. I scrolled down. Yeah,
you found them.
I did, yes.
Well, it worked for you. We're going to send you out to L.A. You're going to check out the show. Hopefully I see you out there because I'm going to be going out there too.
Ooh. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's this Thursday?
No. The show is, I think, next Sunday.
2 weeks from Saturday.
Yeah, you got a little time to pack.
You got 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Or a week?
About a week and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You get ready.
Okay.
Yeah. Start packing, though.
Yeah.
Who are you going to take to the show?
I guess my husband.
I guess. Good idea.
Or maybe a girlfriend.
Yeah, you could take a girl. Your husband might want to have a boy's week.
We've never been away from the kids.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, go on, take her.
We've been married. It'll be 20 years this year. And,
congratulations.
My kids might not like it, but.
Hey,
too bad.
You got to do what you got to do there, Cynthia.
Yeah.
Hey, well, have fun in L.A. for us, okay?
We will.
Take tons of pictures. We might call you and ask you how the show went from your perspective.
That's great.
All right, Cynthia, hold on for us. There. We got the trip given away, but 10 runner-ups will win a pair of Skechers, Big Al Mack.
Yo, man, Skechers. Those shoes, they deliver such a cool, stylish, comfortable aspect of footwear.
An aspect.
Huh? Yeah. It's an aspect.
Right. And some of those 10 runner-ups will win a G-Shock watch.
As I am wearing right now, the G-Shock rocks the worlds of fashion and technology.
Man. Did you steal that out of the prize closet?
No. I have...
He has lots of those.
I have two or three of these. They're not really expensive. They're great watches, too.
Right.
So congratulations to you people winning a not really expensive watch.
I just mean they're affordable. I don't mean... No, I wear them.
They're cool.
Yeah, very cool.
The baby G's were all the rage.
Yeah.
Speaking of Easter egg hunts... If you watch Kid TV during our next break, you will see our personal Easter egg hunt that we had. Where there was creamer in the eggs.
We had to weigh the eggs down.
Yeah.
There were creamers in them to weigh them down because it was a very windy day and these were plastic eggs.
Well, I thought there was going to be candy in there.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry, they just used creamer by the Keurig.
There was nothing in the eggs?
No. The whole goal of it was whoever had the least amount of eggs had to play Chubby Bunny.
Fortunately, there were not hundreds of adults knocking us down to get to our Easter egg.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you remember happen at the Pez Visitor Center in Orange, Connecticut?
This is awful, man.
What happened?
Kelly,
the Pez plant.
It was Black Friday going into the store bad. People were rioting.
Why were people wanting to get into Pez that bad?
So they put out like 9,000 eggs across three fields that were, in different age categories for the little kids, middle, and then probably teenagers. And then all of a sudden, before they even started the egg hunt, some adults started rushing the field and grabbing the eggs. So when
just one random adult?
No.
More than one.
Trampling kids because they... A few people run, then everybody
right.
runs.
Right.
Yeah, so panic.
So they start announcing. They're saying, no, ladies and gentlemen, we'll tell you when you guys could start hunting eggs. So when they see adults going in, more adults start rushing. So then the kids, they're like, no, go get your eggs, kids. These adults are trampling children. Trampling them.
Yeah.
What's in these eggs?
Candy.
That's it? There wasn't like a promise like one egg has $1,000 or something?
Just candy. Four-year-old kids walked away with zero eggs. People were stealing eggs out of the kids' baskets.
That's crying horrible. Kids, their baskets crushed.
That's horrible.
Pez apologized for the chaos in a statement and explained that it was overwhelmed by this year's attendance. This is what they said. Based on the previous 2 years, we had an idea as what we could expect based on previous activities. We boosted our numbers and planned for an even larger crowd this year. Unfortunately, the number of families that came out to participate far exceeded anything we could have possibly planned for.
I know, it's just interesting that parents would storm for candy eggs. It's not like there was $20,000 in eggs.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why
were they incentivized to storm? I've read the story. I can't figure out a reason why parents would be this insane.
Something about the word free makes people go crazy.
I don't know why people... We keep having these big, big Easter egg hunts.
Obviously, we can't handle it.
Yeah.
We can't handle it as a society.
Something simple as an Easter egg hunt. We can't do it. We had one that got out of hand, too, years and years ago. That's why we never done it again.
Yeah.
Done it before.
We will never do it again because of what happened.
People were mad at the show.
Well, we didn't expect that big of a turn. We'd never done it before.
Right.
And you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And so we
had a show one.
We sent Al out during the show. And there weren't enough eggs, and people stormed and grabbed the eggs, and then all these moms with their crying kids came down with their empty baskets, and were standing in our window looking at us, like, what are we supposed to do? It was horrible.
It was funny.
I wouldn't turn around and make eye contact with them, because I was like,
of course you wouldn't.
You could feel them through the window breathing at you. You could feel it. And we're like, we're never doing that again.
No, never.
We just never.
I guess if you look around, they say, we have 9,000 eggs out there, and you look around, and you're like, wait, there's like 20,000 people.
Yeah, this is not good odds for me.
We had like three security guards. No, those weren't security guards. They were like interns.
Oh, man. Yeah, Easter egg hunts are getting out of control. You know who's not getting trampled at my house? Nobody. Just do one at your house with
one
your kids.
At your house,
nobody's going to get trampled.
Yeah, just a little private one.
Jenna, you had one at your house.
I did. It was crazy, though. My friends were going nuts.
What'd you put in your eggs?
Vitamins. and caffeinated gummy bears.
All right, yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, coming up next week, we have a treat for the ladies. This place was just a word made up by someone who's afraid to get to. Oh, that falsetto, though. Yes, Nick Jonas just rocked us with the name of his new album. He's got one coming out this summer. We'll get to talk to Nick about his album, what he's been up to, the title of some of his tracks. Nick Jonas joins us on the show next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Oh, we have a treat for the ladies this morning.
What's up? What's up?
Nick Jonas is on the phone.
Yay.
What's up, Nick?
What up? What up? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Better now.
Yeah, now that you're on the phone, Nick.
I mean, not a whole lot to look at right now, but just Al and JC.
Yeah, we need to FaceTime for the girls next time, Nick.
We'll work that out.
So Nick has got a new album coming out on June 10th. It's called Last Year Was Complicated, but he's got a video and a song out for you now. It's called Close with Tove Lo.
Yes, love Tove Lo.
Nick, that video was very intimate with Tove Lo, and I know she's a very sexual person.
Yeah, she's amazing, and the video was very intense to shoot, and she was fearless, which is incredible. You know, I knew whoever was a part of this really had to be someone that was ready to go there, and she was amazing.
Do you like girls more that go after you, or do you want to be the one that goes and hunts them down?
I don't know. It depends on the situation. I mean, I think that to a certain degree, everybody kind of likes to chase and be chased. You know, so it's I don't know. It's about just vibing it out with the person and seeing what you feel.
Yeah, I've always heard that you have to let the man chase. But,
Yeah. We like to feel wanted sometimes.
Okay, that's good to know. I'll keep that in mind.
Has a fan ever given you like a pickup line that actually worked?
A fan?
Like where you took her on a date?
One that worked?
Yeah.
No.
That's easy enough.
So there's still a chance.
Nope.
But they do try.
I love how Nick keeps it so honest. Yeah. Nope. Not once.
So what about the last year was so complicated, Nick?
Well, you know, I started writing this record about a year and a half ago. I got to a place where I thought I knew what it was about, and then I had a breakup.
Yeah, a very public one.
Quickly kind of became about that, you know, and about just being as vulnerable as possible, as honest as possible. So I dove in and spent a year, you know, writing about my life. And I brought basically the music into it to play for Jay-Z, who is now partners with my manager, Phil.
What?
We were, you know, talking about the music and playing the music. And, you know, he said, I think the title, because I had a different title picked out. He's like, I think the title I picked out isn't quite right as I'm hearing the music now and getting to know you more and more. So let's just talk about what this year's been like for you. And I said, well, last year was complicated.
Boom.
That's it.
Done.
Well, the interesting thing is when you go through a real public break, you know, heartbreak or whatever, it's great for your songwriting, but then that's all anybody ever wants to talk to you about. Yeah. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword.
Like you can't get over it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the best way, though, to kind of get through whatever is by pouring it into your art, you know, and I've been really fortunate to have that as an outlet my whole life. You know, so I feel very fortunate, even if I have to relive it all over and over again.
Yeah. Well, I know you're still very young and probably settling down and having a family is a little, you know, maybe seems far off in the distance. But don't you look at your little niece and think, I want one of those.
You know, I went out to Jersey recently and spent the whole day with Kevin and Danny and the baby. And it was amazing to me. I spent, you know, the whole day, and she probably gave me, because she's two, you know, she's like a kid playing with the toys. She gave me maybe 10 minutes of attention.
Yeah, then they move on.
And it was the best 10 minutes of my year. I mean, just, it's amazing what that does to you, and it's a really special thing. But I am in no rush to have kids whatsoever.
Right.
Shout out.
So there's that, too.
Oh, that's so sweet, though, that you get to have those moments. Yeah. That's great.
And then give them back.
But if you were to pick between you or your brother Joe, who do you think would get there first?
The next down the aisle?
Who's the next one down the aisle, you or Joe?
I don't know. Joe and I just bought a house together here in L.A. We're going to be living together. We're both single. It's probably going to be a little while.
Well, that makes sense, I guess, because you both are so busy. You're probably never really there at the same time that often.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, it's been amazing, too, to see his success with his band. And just so pumped for him. And I think that's both of our focuses, just on our work and just doing it.
You should ask him if you can stay at his house, J.C. Aren't you going to L.A. in a couple of weeks?
Nick, I'm going to L.A. in a couple of weeks. What you got? Can I stay there?
Got to offer to do something.
Sure.
Sure. Yes.
Do some landscaping.
Yeah, I'll do some landscaping, Nick, on the cheap. You released the title of the songs on the album, and the one that caught my attention the most was Bacon.
That's got to be a joke. Do you really have a song named Bacon?
He does.
No, I really do.
Yeah, he does.
Is it about literal bacon?
I hope so. Everybody loves bacon.
I mean, exactly. And that's kind of the point of the song. The whole idea of the song is when you get to a point when you realize that you're going to be fine, you're happy on your own, and that life is actually great, you might as well throw some bacon on it to make it that much better.
Because everything's better with bacon.
Yeah. Name one thing that's not better with bacon.
One thing.
You can't.
You can't.
It's all better.
Right.
So much better.
That is so genius. Simple but genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're on tour with Demi Lovato. You guys are doing the Honda Civic tour, which is fun.
That's fun. Are y'all co-headlining?
Yeah. We kicked off June 24th. It's about a 2.5-3 month tour. And it's amazing to be able to tour with Demi. We've got a lot of history. And we're business partners now as well with our record label that we started. So it's all kind of happening and just trying to bring the best show possible to our fans every night.
Man, you're working.
Yeah, you're working. So you're making me feel so bad about
my lack
of working.
I know, we aren't doing nothing. We just do radio and go home.
Oh, we do Dish Nation sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we
do that.
No,
you guys are killing it.
We're not Nick Jonas killing it.
Yeah. We don't have a brand new house in L.A.
Yeah. How many artists do you guys have right now, you and Demi?
We have a couple that we're interested in signing. We basically said, let's get both of our projects up and running and then go from there. You know, so we were waiting to get my stuff up going, but now that it's up, hopefully we'll be able to close these deals with these artists.
Perfect.
Cool.
Nick, I love the video of you smoking your cigar after you finished your album because you truly looked so happy doing that.
I was. I love cigars, but yes, thank you.
What's your cigar of choice, Nick?
Tough to say. Bajique, 52, probably.
You know a lot about cigars, Al?
I've got two that I like. I like an Ashton VSG. It's a Dominican cigar.
Right.
And then there's a Padron. Oh, dude, you can't go wrong with it.
Oh, really?
These are not expensive cigars. These are like $10 and $12, yeah. $15.
I'm a Swisher Sweet myself kind of guy.
Blackie Bob.
Al, I smuggled some back from Cuba. You want some?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Nick, thank you so much for joining us, man. So happy your album's finished. Make sure you pre-order it right now. Where can we pre-order the album, Nick?
iTunes, Spotify, whatever else. And then you got to follow me on Snapchat as well now. I'm getting into it.
Yeah,
Snapchat, is this a typo? It says Jick Nonus.
No, everybody always asks that, but I just wanted to be called Jick Nonus.
I thought somebody mistyped it.
The deal is this, that Demi and I have a little, a little competition going because she joined the Snapchat game late,
right.
So I got a little bit of a head start, so I have more followers than her right now, and she's not happy about it. So I was basically like, I got to start an all-out kind of competition and keep my title as having more followers than her.
So all right.
If you don't follow me, follow me. And if you follow Demi,
Unfollow her.
Because Nick's the one doing the interview with us.
That's right.
Right. Go to Jick Nonus right now and follow
Jick Nonus,
him.
that's funny.
You get all the behind the scenes. Album comes out June 10th. Pick up clothes. Watch the video. It's awesome with Tove Lo. I mean, it's a really sexy video.
Not ready to catch him on tour with Demi Lovato this summer.
And check out Bacon.
Yeah. Any chance of you returning to Scream Queens for season 2, Nick?
No, I think my character died for this.
Yeah, I think he's pretty dead.
Well, but he could be Ghost.
Oh, as a ghost, I guess.
Ghost Boone could come back.
As a ghost, I guess, yeah.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm not even sure. I don't know anything about this next season, to be honest.
Set in the hospital.
They keep it all very secret.
It's set in the hospital. That's all we know.
We'll put in a good word for you.
Yeah. Please do.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, Nick. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Good to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Nick Jonas, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, it's round 2 of Beat the Bank. We already played once earlier. Tara won $650, but the banker's been tricky because she could have won $1,000 if she hung on. Just One second longer, she would have won $1,000. How much money will you win? Only one way to find out. We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Can't keep my hands to myself.
Hands to myself. Man, I still love this song. Can't keep my hands to myself. This is a good one to sing to in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Selena Gomez is going to keep her hands to herself because she's going to join us on the phone tomorrow morning, 7:10 Central.
Nice.
Maybe we could ask her about going to the Biebs concert.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we could ask her about the kissing Biebs picture and her.
Maybe not.
Perfect.
Response. About that.
Maybe not.
Perfect.
I did say I was going to ask her something, and you guys told me not to. And now I forget what I was going to ask her.
I think that.
Do you remember? No, I wasn't going to do Biebs. I was going to ask her about something else right. You guys deemed inappropriate.
Maybe we could ask her if Comic Sans is appropriate for a grown man to use.
Oh, I remember now.
What do you do now?
Wiz Khalifa.
About Wiz Khalifa.
That's it. If she's dating Wiz Khalifa, I got it. I'm going to do it. I'll wait till the end of the interview.
That so way if we get hung up on, it's fine.
Yeah.
What, Kelly?
I mean, everybody's hungry and probably wants to run to the
deli. No, we can send somebody. That's what we have interns for.
First of all, we're friends. We've known her for a long time, so it comes from a good place, these questions that we are going to probably ask her.
Yeah. No.
What?
You want to draw straws?
No.
Okay, we're going to draw straws to see
Kelly's not going to
do it. Rig it.
Come on, Kelly.
No.
You can ask one of the questions. No. Come on, Kelly. No.
There's a way to ask everything. There's a way to ask everything.
Yeah, there's always a way.
But I don't like asking celebrities questions. I know they don't want to be answering
or
don't want to be asked.
She'll be cool about it if we ask it nicely.
We'll see.
Right, we got that. At least we got that. You could text the show. Our phone number is 800-543-3548. We got this text about you, Al.
Okay.
Big Al should have his own reality show. His life is so hilarious.
Hilarious. Pipe burst this morning in the bar. Woo! So funny.
Is it still gushing right now?
No, I think we got it taken care of.
Somebody got it taken care of?
Yeah, 5 o'clock. You weren't listening. At 5 o'clock this morning, I swung by the bar to get get a guy's phone number that I needed for another repair to call. And I walk in, and there's a pipe that it burst sometime during the night.
You just heard what was the noise?
I'm like, what the heck
is
that?
It's like a white noise.
Yeah, and sure enough, a pipe had burst, and the kitchen was flooding, basically.
Was it hard to walk away from your bar knowing that it could go underwater?
Yes! I'm like, what
is
do
it
I do?
Is it still flooding right now?
No, it's
turned off
Someone did turn it off. But I'm like, I'm leaving. There's water, but there's nothing I can do. I called the city and told them to turn the water off, and I didn't know how long that was going to take, but...
Good for you for getting to work on time. I don't know if I would have if I owned a bar and that was happening.
I almost looped back around, to be honest, to sit and wait on the city guy. I said, there's no way he's coming within the next 15, 20 minutes. You don't call anything for the city and they get there that
fast. Oh, no, it's like 5 hours.
So I'm like, there's nothing I could do. So I just came on to work.
I can't believe somebody from the city actually answered that early, though.
Most cities have, like, if there's a water main break or something, you know, in the street.
Line?
Yeah, there's the 311 is the number you call, just in case.
You'd be surprised. I called a plumber last night thinking they wouldn't answer, you know? Mm-hmm. She was, like, so well prepared and answered and had my address pull up. Like, it's Easter Sunday at 9 o'clock at night.
It's probably an answering service, but yeah. I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah, there's answering services.
Yeah.
We also have a possible bro code violation from Big Al Mac.
See,
more on that after this.
What?
Oh, Kelly.
Oh.
Careful on Twitter. We got a solicit.
Bro code usually involves dating.
Or man card violation.
Man card violation.
Yeah,
more.
Oh, okay.
More.
He might have upset a bro with the tweet.
Now I've got the way he put it. Thinking.
Yeah. Let's play round two of Beat the Bank.
Okay.
We need a caller at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give me a number, Jenna.
23.
Caller number 23, you will get to play inside the ball. Up to $1,000 up for grabs. And back to Big Al Max, possible man card / bro violation. So Emmett Smith and his wife, Pat, came into a studio to talk about this reality show that they were filming for the OWN Network.
Yeah. And a little background, I've known Emmett for years.
Yeah.
Known him for a long time.
Al claims that him and Emmett Smith, NFL great, Dancing with the Stars runner-up. He and Emmett were best of buds back in the day.
He won, didn't he?
Did he
won.
Win? Oh, he
won.
Did win. Yeah,
yeah,
he did win.
He won.
Good for
runner-up?
Yeah.
I'm
not bad.
I'm like questioning myself. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Hey, that just shows you that I don't know much about Dancing with the Stars, and I will take that. But they came in and he was talking to Al, like, yeah, they definitely were big buddies. And we had people in the office.
I've known him for a long time. He came to my wedding.
He came to your wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say it is true.
Yeah.
And then that was cemented when I saw Emmett Smith post a picture from his visit to our studio. He didn't post a picture of all of us standing there with his wife. No, he did not. He posted a picture of him with Big Al Mac.
Yeah. Aw, good for you.
In every avenue, on Instagram, on Facebook, Twitter.
I was telling stories, too, about how we used to hang out at different malls and go shopping with Emmett. It was all true. Emmett remembered all of it. Yeah. Al, this is something we didn't know about Al that's real.
Emmett went out of the way because he tagged Al in every single one of them, and Al's names are different on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
He had to go the extra mile.
Yeah. He went the extra mile for Big Al Mack, and I let Al know he didn't know that Emmett had posted this.
I didn't. I hadn't been on social media all weekend.
I mean, this is a big deal. This is like a superhero posting with you.
Yeah.
And so
a
Al.
Superhero, yes.
To me, he's a superhero. Growing up, I idolized this man. He's an all-time leading rusher in the NFL behind Walter Payton. But Al, you decided to post something back to Emmett.
He posted, and then Oprah Winfrey Network retweeted his post on Twitter. And so I saw it, and I'm like, oh, wow, let me retweet it as well.
I want a piece of this.
And so, yeah, so I retweeted.
Now, remember, there's a picture of him, and let me say also that he's not the runner-up. He did beat Walter Payton, my bad. I keep calling him a runner-up. He's not.
Yeah, me and Emmett standing next to each other.
Yeah.
And I retweeted, looks like Emmett scored again. Referring to his TV show.
Yeah, he scored a hit.
Yeah. But JC is like, dude, it looks like you're saying that he scored with me.
No.
Like, or I
some
like,
people can take it that way. Looks like Emmett scored.
Yes, this is their coming out announcement. Big Al Mack is dating Emmett Smith. And that's how they did it on
Emmett
Twitter.
Emmett was a little too anxious to share that photo across every social avenue.
No.
You can see how some people can take that one.
No.
Just
no,
you.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have never thought that.
So now I got to, now that you put it out there, I've got to say, well, that was weird, okay, or something, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think
I'll
so.
Looks like Emmett scored again.
If you take it down and repost, then it looks like you were uncertain.
Oh, we already
makes
got,
you look insecure.
We got the screenshots already, so it's going to live forever. Big Al Mack.
Emmett, it's my boy.
Friend.
Oh, my fame. I wonder if. Say my name.
I missed a line.
Beep.
You'll say my name.
So, do you want to try again?
No, because that's all I wrote. But something else was in my head. I just didn't write it
Your
down.
Your heart melting distracted you?
Say my name.
Something else was in my head.
Wondering if he will say your name.
Oh, yeah, sure. Wonder no, that's weird.
Let's play Beat the Bang.
Let's play Beat the
Bang.
That's
weird.
You threw a Destiny's Child code in there?
Yeah, and I don't know where it made sense in my head. See, you got me all frazzled here with this.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's my friend.
And not only that, I was writing it as you were talking because I was trying to make one that was more relevant to what we were talking about.
Let's just play.
Yes, please.
Al, I'm honored to know you, the fact that Emmett Smith posted a picture of you guys.
And you know what? I was telling JC this off the air. Back when we used to hang out, I didn't realize how cool it was. Like now, looking back to it, it was cool, but now it's like really cool. Like that was really, really cool. Okay, let's play.
Yeah, you wish you would have taken advantage more of that back then?
Well, no, I mean, it's just, I didn't realize how cool it was.
You wish you would have been more of a hanger-on.
Right? Don't we all?
I didn't realize how cool it was. Yeah.
All right, let's meet Chrissy. Hi, Chrissy.
Hello.
Congratulations, you're car number 23. You get to play Beat the Bank. Yay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay.
Yay.
The Chrissy with a C or a K?
It's actually spelled with a K.
With a K. Okay.
You got, like, a cool spelling on your name.
Yes.
It's, like, different.
It's like cool with a K.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you already at work, Chrissy?
No. Headed into work, but I pulled over so I could concentrate.
Smart.
What do you do?
I work at a medical supply store. Okay. And I do billing.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Gotta get done.
Yeah. Get them bills done, girl.
That's right.
Well, here's how the game works. Chrissy, I'm sure you know already, but we'll tell you anyways, just in case you don't. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. All you got to do to win your money is yell stop. That's how much money you will win. It can get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop if he says that amount, because if you don't and it closes, you will get nothing. And that's not good. We don't want that, Chrissy.
How you feeling? How you feeling going into it?
Oh, I'm feeling really lucky just because I got through. So
okay. That's it. That's right.
Yeah.
And nobody's been asking Al.
Nobody really haven't.
Nobody's been asking Al how he feels lately. I think they're over you.
I think that's fine. I'm a little hurt, but that's
fine. Last time we played this, everybody, Al, what you thinking? Because you were on a roll there
for
a minute.
Yeah.
Chrissy, you don't want to ask the man who's friends with the all-time leading rusher in the NFL?
Well, I mean, if he has any insight, sure.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't. I don't have any insight, but I do have a gut. And my gut feeling is lukewarm.
Okay.
Okay.
My gut feeling is lukewarm.
All right.
Not to be confused with Luke Bryant or Luke Wade.
Okay.
Lukewarm.
Lukewarm. All right.
That'd be a great name.
What?
Lukewarm. For a country music.
Lukewarm.
Yeah. Lukewarm.
Maybe we could start that guy.
Hey.
Start his career. All right, Chrissy, you know the rules. You know how Al's feeling. You're feeling good. Let's win you some money and let's play
Beat the Bank.
$110. $150. $240. $270. $330.
Al, you scared her.
I scared you by lukewarm.
Scared her. 330.
Well, it was, he was taking really small jumps, so I don't blame
him. It was a long pause.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Al and I were having like a little side bet. I think he's going to stop somewhere in the 400s. And Al's going for flat 600.
I had 600.
That's what you had, Big
Al. I'm gonna predict 470.
Okay.
All right.
But I don't know.
Well, Chrissy, you got $330. Let's see how high it actually would have gone if you stayed in there a little bit longer, okay?
All right.
440. 540.
Climbing.
That's probably it right there.
590.
He got excited about that one, didn't he?
He liked that one.
640.
Oh, wow. We were both wrong.
Yep. He's still going.
Al's closer to right.
800.
Oh, man.
What?
No way.
No way.
No, it's going to close.
920.
No, are you serious? This is a long one.
Well, maybe with...
Now it's going to close.
I would have backed out at 900.
1,000.
Man, well, you know that's 330. That was a sure thing.
Fine. Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, that's 300.
That pause is so long.
I know. That's how the banker works, Chrissy. He wants to throw you off your game. What are you going to do with $330?
I don't know. I'm going to buy me something.
You should.
You do that.
Just go blow it. Just go to the mall and blow $330, girl.
No, I can't go that crazy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, enjoy your $330, Chrissy. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you didn't get in today, don't worry. We're going to play again twice tomorrow.
Yep.
And the rest of the week. That's how we do it with Beat the Bank.
Boom.
We still haven't had a $1,000 winner since we started Beat the Bank, right? We're looking for our first one in a while.
Gosh, have we not?
No. I don't think so.
We've had to go up to 1,000 a few times. We just haven't had that person hang on in there. We need that. We need that winner.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Based by the picture The Rock posted the other day on Instagram, if you're wondering how David Hasselhoff is looking.
I have been wondering that.
He's looking good, Kelly.
All right.
He's looking good. He looked right. Hey, David Hasselhoff, how you doing?
Good morning. Almost on the way to the gym to look good.
So that's how you do it? Every day in the gym?
No, not every day. You know, when you get to be my age, you lose your pump after you leave the gym. So you basically build a gym in your home, and you just work out all the time.
David, you do.
By the time you walk out the door, it's usually gone.
Well, you do look awesome. You are an inspiration. I'm just starting a new program today. I'm going to get in the gym and be like the Hoff. Right.
Yeah, but you know when I finally said okay, I'll do the show, I'll get in the game, I'll follow my own advice, and the Rock's bugging me to come and do it. He's a cool guy, he's a nice guy. I've known him for years, and the same thing with Zach. I said okay, and I thought, well, I got to get in shape, but you can't get in shape. Except the Rock's like a man and a half.
For real,
it's a joke. He's huge.
Do you spend how much time do you spend doing workout in the gym versus in the steam room? Because I'm one of those guys that likes to spend the steam room and sauna time.
Oh, you know what? I'm 100% there. My girlfriend is always in the steam and the sauna. I'm begging her, come on, honey, you gotta work. You gotta do at least 30 minutes. You know, work. You know, I work on my upper half. You work on your lower half. Come on. I've got her to do that finally because I like the lower half. You know, nice and
amen.
Stuff. And then we hit the steam in the sauna. And I'm telling you, you're right. I can't get out of it.
I'm telling you, man.
I love the steam in the sauna.
I do too.
And be honest, David Hasselhoff. Do you think The Rock is too buff to be a lifeguard though? Like he would just sink if he went out there to save somebody.
That's funny. I told them that he should go out, be really upset with Baywatch because they've thrown him off the force, and he goes out and he sinks. You know, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, out of the fog, comes David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
He doesn't know whether David Hasselhoff is dead or not.
Well, you know what? My daughter loves you not because of Baywatch. She loves you because of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, you know what? My daughter, years ago, serious story. A lot of this is what my series is about what really happened to me in real life, you know?
Yeah.
And so she came to me and I said to her, my agent just called. And he said, you got a really nice role in a movie about a sponge. I said, and I think the sponge's name is Bill or Bob. She goes, SpongeBob? You're in SpongeBob? Oh, my God, Dad, do it. Who the hell is SpongeBob? And it turned out to change my career.
Really?
Everywhere around the world, kids follow me, and they stop me as David Hasselhoff, the guy who saved SpongeBob.
Wow.
That's so cool.
You're her hero.
Right?
It's a great show. It really is.
Well, then I'm going to ask you about another part of your career, because I was fascinated with Kit for so many years. Do you actually own Kit, or could I buy Kit from you?
You could buy a Kit car that was driven by David Hasselhoff that you think was on the show, and I will kind of let you think that it was on the show because I've sold about 8 of those already.
Wow.
And the last one I sold to a guy in Turkey, but there's Kit cars all over the world. If you see, I've done about 34, 35 commercials. Most of them have been with the Kit car.
Yeah.
And, online, and the last one was with Samsung, and it's just huge. I did a David Hasselhoff day on my birthday 2 years ago, and 48 Kit cars showed up in Austria.
You got an appearance by Kit in Killing Hasselhoff, and it's voiced by Justin Bieber?
You know what? I have a show called Killing Hasselhoff that we put together a while back that I found a fantastic script.
Yeah.
It kind of went this way and that way, as scripts do, and it didn't turn out as good as it hoped, but Justin Bieber's a friend of mine, so I was in one of his videos, which has not come out yet, and I asked him to be in my show, and he said, sure, if I can, you know, be the voice of the car. And I said, sure, man, come on. So he came over, and we had a blast, and he's the voice of the car. And I think that's going to be released in the next couple of months, but right now the most important thing for me is to get back on television in America. I've been overseas for 6 months, and there's no sun over there. They have one day of sun. It was on Christmas Day, which was nice.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what's killing Hasselhoff. He needs to get back in the sun.
Well,
I'm telling you, but this new series is funny. It's got everything in it, and it's really a lot like Curb Your Enthusiasm and Spinal Tap, and kind of based on all the stuff that's happened to me in my life. And I thought, okay, what do I do? Do I just become a coach? No. I want to take all the stuff that's happened to me in my life and put it in a series and put it right up front. Put it right back in everybody's faces and show that how ridiculous it is what happened to me and what happens to me on a daily basis and make fun of it. And then it's entertainment. And it's so far, it's worked.
And I love
well.
This show concept that you have to audition to play yourself and that the director doesn't
so
think
true.
That you're the best fit.
Yeah, that was, you know, the funny part about it is we actually got about 8 or 9 people that didn't know that it wasn't a TV show. And I came in and said, what are you guys doing here? And they all went, with David Hasselhoff. That's David Hasselhoff. I said, yeah, I'm here to play David Hasselhoff. What are you doing here? And they went, well, we're here to play David Hasselhoff. So I make a call to my manager. I go, call my manager. What's going on, man? There's people here. There's a dwarf here. There's an American. There's a woman. There's a woman playing me. What's going on? And the whole thing was a gag. And the worst part about it was, honest to God, the worst part was at the end. He says, now you got to go out and tell them. I said, tell them what? It's a gag. I said, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me. These people really thought they were getting a job.
Oh, my, that's awesome.
But it turned out great, and we all found a place for them in the series, and the series got amazing reviews, and we saw the first clip at the gag reel. We had a gag reel at the rap party, and we all looked at each other and going, why is everyone laughing so much? Is it like... are all these people connected to the show? Like, you know, when you go to a sitcom reading where they all laugh too hard.
Yeah, courtesy laughter.
And they said, no, it's really
funny. It's that funny.
It's that funny.
That's
the
awesome.
Name of the show is Hoff the Record. It's the second season. Mark Cuban said, hey, that show is great. Let's get it over here. It's going to premiere Thursday on Axis at 9, 8 Central.
Cool.
David Hasselhoff, man, thank you so much for joining us. We got to get you in studio soon.
We love you, David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Good luck on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Mr. Hasselhoff.
Bye, Dave. He's so nice. I love him.
I know. He's got such a great sense of humor about himself. I love that.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Oh, the things that go on during the breaks.
We have a whole nother show.
Man.
We have a whole nother show.
Boy, Big Al.
During commercial breaks. We really do.
You almost had a big foot and mouth moment on Twitter.
Yeah.
You held back, though. So when was it? On Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Saturday night, around 1241 a.m. I'm sure we all got the same text.
I got the text.
Hey.
I did.
Woke me up.
Oh, you didn't?
And you should have been my first, but I figured you were sleeping.
Because Jenna's the one that knows this person. Jenna,
you figured Jenna was sleeping and not me at 12:41?
Or me?
You're up doing boyfriend stuff.
Well,
And JC's probably out. Jenna, I mean, celebrity-wise, you're the go-to person, just like Kelly. Well, all y'all, except for me.
Especially with this one.
He didn't know this. So Al sends a text message.
I sent it to Kelly first. Okay, let me back up. Just to clarify.
Okay.
I did send it to Kelly. It was not a group text. I sent it to Kelly, and I said, just in case, let me go ahead and send it to JC.
Thanks.
But if that makes it better.
Okay,
right. And then I was tired.
And then I'll tell you what I responded with.
Okay. So I'm sure it's the same text, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, is Chad Michael Murray a big name? He's in my bar.
And I immediately, because I heard the ding go off, it woke me up. I said, yes, huge star.
Right.
And just so... I was thinking it was a country music star because of the three names.
Yeah.
Chad Michael Murray and his greatest hits collection, right?
Oh, my God.
And so I Googled him real quick. I'm like, oh, that's a different guy. And I wrote back. I was like, well, he's still a star. He's still a pretty big star. You know,
right.
One Tree Hill.
So
but I was thinking at first it was a country music star.
So you were off just...
But again, he woke me up at 12:41 a.m. I wasn't thinking clearly.
I wrote back to Al, yes, he's a pretty big deal from back in the day. Now, Jenna...
Meanwhile, I Googled him.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, yeah, One Tree Hill. I've never watched it, but I've heard of the show. And
yeah,
some
he married Sophia Bush, who he started on the show with, and then he cheated on her, supposedly, with Paris Hilton, and they had been engaged, and it was a disaster. Yeah.
So Chad Michael Murray at Big Al's bar having a good time. Al's chatting with him.
Trying to get him to sing karaoke. Hey, Chad. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Chad. Blah, blah,
you got the girl he was
Al
with.
Al sucking up to the celebrities.
Of course. You got to. When you get a celebrity in your bar, you got to make them feel welcome.
So then Al took pictures.
Al, you took a picture.
Few, actually.
Yeah.
In Al style, half blurry. Yeah.
And then Al shows it to us during the break.
First thing I say, that's not Chad Michael Murray. But it only gets more annoying when you guys insist that it is.
Yeah, then you even get the producer halfway convinced. Like, well, maybe he's had a nose job. Did he have a nose job?
And then I Googled, and I Googled Chad Michael Murray.
Nose job.
It's a nose job. I'm like, that's him.
I said I'd be willing to bet big money.
She did.
It was not him.
And we were looking at Chad Michael Murray's pictures as of late. And
you were all convincing yourselves.
We're trying to convince ourselves. He has a beard now. And we're like, yeah, I mean, I could see it. And then he's at the bar, so you look different in the bar, and the lights are different.
Showing the two pictures right now, side by side on Kid TV. They look similar.
I said, if Chad Michael Murray got into a horrible accident and had to have a face transplant, this would be, not the other guys, and look, because you still look good.
That's a good looking dude.
I was like, that is not Chad Michael Murray.
That's what I heard in my head, Chad Michael Murray.
Right.
So. The other guy's not a beast. He's good looking. It's just a different human.
Here's why I thought there's no way that it's not Chad Michael Murray, because A, no way Al could pull that name out of his butt.
No.
No way.
No.
No way he could.
So it had
Chad
to be
Michael
him.
Murray. It had to be him.
True.
Second.
Al said he's with a producer of a movie. Who's working on the movie, who said, I'm bringing Chad Michael Murray. So I see why you would be Yeah. I don't know.
You know, I hadn't seen this guy in forever. Right. There's no need for him to
lie. But then
to
Kelly and I both had the same idea at the same time. Like, let's Google other famous Chad Michaels.
And then I was like, he's working on a movie in Waxahachie. Let me text my ex-husband and say, is Chad Michael Murray starring in your movie?
Is he?
No.
Oh, well.
It's Chad Michael Collins.
Chad Michael Collins is starring in our movie.
What?
Who is a very handsome man as well.
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't mean to imply that the face transplant made him ugly. I'm just saying that wasn't Chad Michael Murray's face. Right.
Another mildly famous
Chad
TV
Michael.
Actor.
Chad Michael.
Chad Michael.
Another Chad Michael.
Who would have thought? And for whatever reason, I guess this man did tell me, I'm sure he wouldn't have given me the wrong name, Chad Michael Collins. I heard Chad Michael Murray.
I would have loved to have taken your money this
so
morning.
So I'm going around the bar. I was like, hey, you heard Chad Michael Murray? Yeah, that's him right there. That's my boy. That's him right there.
So you were telling people at the bar that that's Chad Michael Murray.
And I was trying to get him to sing karaoke. He wouldn't sing karaoke. Yeah, but his friend did. And then I almost posted. We took some pictures toward the end of the night. Almost posted them on my social media, but I didn't because I didn't want to be like...
I didn't want to like a celebrity suck up.
I didn't.
He was going to wait.
I was going to wait, let it breathe for a couple of days.
Glad you did.
Oh, it would have been great.
I wish you would have. I love when people post photos of celebrities and people like that is definitely not.
Me hanging out with my new homie, my new bestie, Chad Michael.
I am dumb.
Yeah.
Got that one on the head.
Oh, man.
Hit that one on the head.
I'm glad you cleared that up, Al.
It's just been a weekend of mistakes.
Man, I almost got up out of bed.
I didn't.
But I would have been ticked.
Jenna would have gotten up out of bed for that one.
No, he's not my type, but I did love One Tree Hill. Yeah. Thought it paralleled my life in many ways, just like Dawson's Creek.
Mm. Hey, but at least now people are talking about Chad Michael Murray, too.
And Chad Michael Collins.
And Chad Michael Collins.
Who's doing a dang good job down in Waxahachie filming this
movie. Oh, is he?
From what I hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you get his number?
It's a werewolf movie or something. Did you even talk to him about it?
We talked briefly. I didn't want to be the hanger-on guy.
Did you talk to him about One Tree Hill?
He doesn't know me from Adam.
You don't know him from Adam either. Makes you even.
I did set it up for him to come in and interview with us.
The best one. That's right.
I was trying to get him to come by. That's right.
Remember? I said,
hey, you should come by our studio. He's like, yeah, man.
Sure, no problem.
He would have been turning around when he heard Chad Michael Murray.
I don't
want to
be.
In.
We're playing the One Tree Hill.
We'd all be standing like, the guy be at the door and be like, who are you?
The best part.
You? No, you're not. You're not Chad Michael Murray.
When we were questioning Al, when Jenna was adamant that it was not Chad Michael Murray.
You guys make me so mad when I'm certain.
But Al got this really sad face and he goes, but I called him Chad.
Years ago, this guy told me he was Eddie Griffin. Eddie Griffin's a black comedian.
Yeah.
And he had me believing he was Eddie Griffin for months, wasn't it, Kelly? I mean, like a long time. I'd come in. I've been hanging out with Eddie Griffin. Tell you what, his name was Eddie, and he did look like Eddie Griffin, but he wasn't Eddie Griffin. Eddie Griffin's up in L.A. doing stuff. It just got me. Just got me totally.
Yeah. And they got you again, Big Al.
Got me again.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.